During his tenure as system president, Kevin Riley often read poetry at Regents meetings. Today, he also read aloud from the Wisconsin state statutes, specifically the law that lays out the UW's mission. It calls for the university to enable students of all ages, backgrounds, and incomes to search for knowledge and improve the human condition.
We do not usually look to the language of state statute, what we think of as the dry, dusty, legalistic prose of state statute, to hear about intellectual, cultural, and humane sensitivities, a sense of purpose, improving the human condition, and the search for truth, unless we're lucky enough to live in Wisconsin.
Riley departs after what was a tumultuous year for the UW when he was singled out by Republican lawmakers for the way the system handled its financial reserves. Regents credited Riley for the UW's growth agenda, an ongoing effort to add enrollment at campuses throughout the system. Former Regent President Charles Pruitt also credited him with successfully fighting off an effort to split off the UW-Madison from the rest of the system.
And I would suggest that the fact that we are meeting on this day in Van Nuys Hall on the flagship's campus, rather than in another home, in another building, somewhere else in Wisconsin, is a fitting and enduring legacy of Kevin's leadership of this university system.
Riley will remain president through the end of December. The system will likely announce finalists for his replacement before Christmas. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.